Pork has been an important element in China's food culture. There are almost 500 million pigs in China, one for every 3 people. But since last year, the price of pork has seen an abnormal surge. Customers complain they are feeling the pinch.
The price has risen too much, but pork is for sure a necessity in our daily diet. We cannot do without it. So now we consume less pork and more chicken and duck as the alternatives.
Last year, the least popular parts of pig cost only 7 yuan, but now the price is around 14.
The demand for pork has tripled amongst the rural residents and doubled amongst the urban dwellers over the last 20 years. In China, most pigs are raised by small-scale pig farms. These small-scale farms do not have the capacity to process their product from start to finish. From these farms to supermarkets, pigs have to go through breeders, slaughterhouses, and processors. Analysts believe the fragmentation has crippled the supply chain. Li Guoqiang, a researcher at the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, says the old system has to change.
Large-scale farming is necessary because the cost for small farms is too high. The information flow through the internet can help to decrease the cost, but it is not sufficient. Other supporting measures like logistics are also needed.
While many countries have strategic oil and grain reserves, China also possesses a national pork reserve. The Ministry of Commerce initiated a live hog reserve that began operating in 2007. Authorities have said it planned to release part of the central government's 200,000 metric tons of frozen pork into the market in an attempt to cap rising prices. For CRI, I'm Zeng Liang.